We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The restaurant industry has never been an easy one in which to succeed as an owner, and the pandemic, supply chain issues, and inflation have all added further challenges. Let's talk about taking the plunge into the world of restaurant ownership with Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works in Chicago, also known as the Restaurant Coach. Izzy, thanks for joining us today. And it sounds like your job in counseling people who want to chase that dream of restaurant ownership is to tell them to do something, anything other than owning a restaurant.
That usually is my very first piece of advice. Because, again, you know, people just don't understand, or people outside our industry don't understand, you know, how much work it is, how small the margins are. And, you know, if you look at the average profit in the restaurant business today, I mean, it's around 8%. That means you're making 8 cents out of every dollar. You make one mistake, you know, with food portions all night, and you've lost your profit. So it is a tough, tough business.
And is this simply a case, I mean, are you finding you're fielding more calls than average compared to previous years?
I am. We are getting a lot of calls of people who want to enter the restaurant business. They're not dissuaded by the news that they read, which is great, but they just have to have, you know, certainly the financial wherewithal to make it work. They're going to have to dedicate a lot of time. And if they're in other professions that they'll keep, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever that might be, then they need to be prepared to hire the very best management to run their operations as they can.
Is this a function of the Great Resignation? You have people who are in high-salaried, high-compensation businesses. They've been working from home since March of 2020 and have had plenty of time to dream about that next move, and the restaurant is that next move?
You know, that is for a lot of people, and one of the things that we've seen is there's a lot of great chefs out there who really want to open a restaurant, and they don't have the finances to do it, so they're out looking for that financial partner that can support, you know, building the restaurant and making it work. And sometimes we put those people together, which is great. You know, that's a match made in heaven, a great chef and a great investor to move forward. But people are out there doing it. They have a passion. We want to see them do it. There's nothing more that I like is to see a lot of restaurants opening. I just want to make sure that they are going to open successfully.
Now, I've done a number of restaurant stories as part of our Made in Chicago series, and the first thing they will tell you is that it is more stressful than they ever thought it was going to be going into it, and the hours are longer than they ever imagined. But the reason why they weather both of those challenges is because they love it, and these are restaurants that opened or were slated to open sometime in early 2020, and they've managed to get it across the finish line with the COVID pandemic in the background.
Right, and that has certainly been very tough. I mean, we just opened two restaurants in the last 2 weeks that were slated to open a year ago, but because of the pandemic and, you know, just the slow process of moving everything along, they were delayed. But I will say, you know, one of those owners who just opened on Monday, he is passionate, put in a lot of time. I mean, I got there on Sunday, opening day, and he had started his day at 5 a.m. and didn't leave the restaurant till after midnight. And that's a pretty typical day for the near future.
And then how many wannabe restaurant owners were scared away by Gordon Ramsay?
You know, I think there is a plus with the Gordon Ramsay type shows and Bar Rescue. It does scare people when they see the mass amount of financial failures, or how much it's going to cost to build the restaurant and what you have at stake. So it is, you know, it's risky business for those who are not, you know, professionals. And for me, it's all about understanding the finances before you pull the trigger on signing a lease.
But if it works, it's great.
Absolutely. Greatest business ever.
Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the Restaurant Coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.